Hello, everybody. Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. Not a barbell in sight. However, we're pulling today, and we pulled yesterday, and I'm well aware of that, because sometimes life is going to force you to use muscles the next day that are sore from what you did the day before, because life does not play by the rules that the rest of us try to play by. And so it makes sense to every now and then expose yourself to that so you know what it feels like both physically and mentally. So yesterday we deadlifted, and today we're rowing. And we're also pulling in a different direction with the rope climb as well. We're going 20 minutes though, quite a different time domain. And again, with no external loading. Rowing, hollow rocks, and rope climbs. Of course, use your feet on the rope climbs. Sets of 25 hollow rocks are always more challenging than everybody gives them credit for. And this workout can really be what you want it to be. You've got a heavy day coming up tomorrow, by the way, a classic heavy day. And so if you want to use today as a nice just move the body and so you actually feel good at the end of it, you don't need to row as if the devil's chasing you. Break some things up, take your time a little bit, make it a moderate day. That's fantastic because yesterday was short and sharp. If for whatever reason you're feeling like going for it, it's totally shooter's choice. The harder and faster you pull on that rower, changes the entire nature of this workout. So enjoy that. We have the wildcard option, has you on the bike instead of the rower, and it also replaces the rope climbs, in case you don't have exposure to that, with sets of 25 pull-ups per round. So we're doing big chunks of work on this AMRAP by design. Scaled option, still a 20-minute AMRAP, knocked the row down. We have sit-ups in place of the hollow rocks and ring rows in place of the upper body pulling. And as I always say, ring rows are fantastic. I do ring rows to this day after 17 years of CrossFit because they're excellent. But make them challenging. The only trap you can fall into with a ring row is that you put your body at a far easier angle than you should and you just blow through them like an unbroken hero and then you move on to the next thing. You're not doing yourself any favors if you do that. Just as the rope climbs would be challenging, as the pull-ups would be challenging, make the ring rows challenging by placing your body at an angle that you find really difficult and you have to break up those sets. Limited equipment crew, they're running, they're doing hollow rocks, they're doing pull-ups, and they just couldn't be happier. Hope you enjoyed the workout, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for a heavy day.